Good. The Malthouse stand-up special streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus is happening, and this guy is one of my favourites of all time.
This song is much funnier backwards. Backwards funnier much is song this.
A brilliant comedian. He's award-winning too. His name is Sammy J. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Hey, morning, guys. How you going?
We're good.
Very good.
We're really good, Sammy J. Dan is kind of fangirling or fanboying over there.
Yeah, I'm fanboying. Yeah.
Well, you can never tell. Sometimes, you know, like I host radio in Melbourne. I know what it's like to pretend you like someone you haven't heard of them.
And that must happen all the time on the ABC too. You lose some of your guests.
Massively.
Did you just
Sorry,
say
why are you the diplomat for some country I've never heard of?
No, I'm a massive fan of your stand-up. I actually did stand-up with you in Launceston at the Fresh Comedy Gala, if you can recall.
Oh.
Can you recall way back then?
That was really fun. I was just thinking about my favourite Tassie moments. That would be probably third after playing to four people. Was it the Wellington Pub? What is it in Hobart, about 2005?
You played to four people.
Seriously?
Yeah, two of them walked out, but that's still a 50% retention rate.
You weren't in the broom cupboard, were you?
Possibly. You know, the dark early days. You know what it's like.
But this is all about your personal stories, and you're a musician too. You're very good on the keys. Have you always been great at music?
Well, that is kind, and the answer is no. Like, I taught myself to play keyboard when I was at school because I wanted to write songs about my teachers. It's like the comedy came first and then the music.
Yeah.
And this the special on Paramount is really the first time I've properly felt confident playing a grand piano, because I've always felt a bit illegitimate doing that. But it's nice to sort of, I think if you smile when you're playing piano, people think you're better than you are, and I seem to be getting away with it.
No, that's incredible. Don't minimise that. Are you saying you seriously taught yourself to play?
Yes, I did.
That's incredible.
But it's been like 20 years of me minimising it, and now I'm like, actually, yeah, I can play all right.
Credit. I'd be bragging to everybody. That would be my entire set. Like, if I taught myself the piano or the keyboard, I'd just be telling everybody.
Yep. Hey, look, this is a note. Hey, I've got one in here. Look, this is... See, that's my keyboard. I mean, how good's that?
Yeah,
it's
you, your keyboard.
You're like Beethoven.
Can you play us something?
No, yeah, what do you want? What do you want to hear?
Dan.
Oh, geez, piano
jingle
man.
Jingle for the station?
Yeah, jingle for the station. Perfect. Would be lovely. Okay. Hit 100.9, we're called.
Hit 100.9, we're feeling pretty damn fun. But I know you're not allowed to swear, so you're going to f***ing beep this. What do you reckon?
Well, you just made the promo.
I love it.
Well, you love to croon, you love to play, you like to belt out ballads. What is the number one request song? Do people still request stuff from you, Sammy Jack?
Some of the stuff that they request, I'm going to be honest, Dan, like, it's from my early days when I was playing with Randy and stuff that wouldn't really fly in 2022. So sometimes I have to... Like, my kids are just getting old enough where they can start YouTubing me, and I'm like, oh, I should probably take the song off YouTube. But no, there's a song, probably my favourite song that I've ever written is called Pink Clouds, which is in this show, which is sort of in terms of my sense of humour and musically, it's where I always wanted to get to, which is it's nice to sing, it's good music, but it's got lots of different surprises built into it, so it goes on a journey, because no one likes a comedy song where you know the punchline and it just keeps repeating. I've always tried to avoid that and then try and introduce new ideas into it.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, and Sammy J, I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have been asking everyone that's sort of come on our show, are you a Christmas tree person now, or are you like a Christmas tree only in December sort of person?
Oh my gosh, so don't be sorry, this is close to my heart.
Good.
Because hosting Brekkie Radio in Melbourne, I asked my listeners this and everyone was so furious about Christmas decorations going up that I've been forbidden from mentioning the C word Christmas on my show until the 1st of December. So
really?
I have to say that even though Coles and my Christmas windows, they're all going for it, but I'm like, no, let's just keep it to December. We got to wait. Good things come to those who wait.
But I know deep down you feel like I do. Let's celebrate now, right?
Yeah, I'm furious. I just want to have tinsel everywhere.
Well, you've got your piano in front of you. Can you do a Christmas tune for us?
Ooh. That will cost you more, Dan. That will cost you so much more than you can afford right now.
Well, we can't wait to see you. It's called Sammy J, Symphony in J Minor, and it's streaming right now, and I cannot wait to see this. Lots of lulls. You're a very talented man.
Dan Straight, he's calling himself a piano.
Lots of lulls or lots of lulls? I thought you said lots of lulls.
Yeah, there's lots of lulls sometimes too. Yeah, everyone loves a pregnant pause.
Yeah. Like 57 minutes of pauses in the show. It's like one chuckle at the end.
Yeah, it's impeccable timing. It's just silence for an hour.
It's bold, but silence is the new laughter. I've always said that.
Well, it's streaming right now on Paramount+. Sammy J, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the lulls.